after the decision is filed by the board's office. Okay, so we're going to start with our consent item tonight. We have one consent item. It is item 18-10-34, and it's the approval of the minutes of the Board of Adjustment. Hopefully everybody has had a chance to look at it. And are there any changes to be made? Do I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
No motion. We approve the minutes.
Okay. Larry, second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Louise seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Okay. The minutes are approved. Okay. On our regular agenda item, our first agenda item is item 18-1035. It is to conduct a public hearing to consider, discuss, act on the request by Thad Helsley, representing owner Habitat for Humanity, Collin County, for the consideration of a 0.5-foot variance to allow a 4.5-foot side setback to the zoning ordinance requirement of a 5-foot side setback for property located at 902 North Throckmorton Street, Lot 1R Block 2, Habitat Number 2 Edition, McKinney, Texas. So Rick Herzberger, he's going to provide his statement on the behalf of the city.
Yes, as you can see from case presented on the board there, this is to consider a variance based on the conditions created by an amended plat. Summary, the applicant for this property entered in agreement with the adjoining property owner, Lot 2R, for relocation of lot lines. After the city abandonment of the alley located between Lot 2 and 3, the original plat, this agreement allowed each owner to have setback spacing as close to zoning ordinance compliance as possible given the existing lot configurations. You'll see the zoning is listed, the existing conditions, the amended plat, showing location of the structures. The variance, the requirement is 5-foot setback for this particular 902 Throckmorton. And this is before the amended plat right there. You'll see that was from lot one. And if you go down to the next one, you'll see the amended plat. Now, when you get to a lot two in a minute, you'll see how lot two had an alley on the, I guess on the north side. And what happened is that alley was abandoned, so it created more land for Lot 2R to be able to go into this amended plat. And my statement on this, the request has been field validated, and I agree the board has the implied authority to consider this yard setback variance based on the conditions created by the amended plat. And I call your attention to what you have the authority, the board authority on a variance. If you look at permit of variance in the yard requirements of any district where there are unusual or practical difficulties, unnecessary hardships in carrying out of these provisions due to an irregular shape of the lot, topographical or other conditions, provided such variance will not seriously affect any adjoining property or the general welfare. So it's kind of what you're looking at right there for consideration of this. Last on this one, and if you remember what I stated on this one, it's the same things on lot two. When this was presented to us for an amended plat, was presented, we directed the applicants to go to the planning zone or to get an amended plat first, but not to be filed until that amended plat could be acted on by the Board of Adjustment to grant the side setback. The other concern that I took care of, which was part of our communication with the applicant, is anytime you have a house that's less than 5 feet to the property line, building code, you have to have 1 hour protection. So what I did is on both of those, one that's 4.7, and one that's a 4.5, I went out there and I calculated, which I have authority to do it, calculate the fire resistance for the house on 902 and the house on 904. And both of them meet the calculated 1 hour fire resistance based on the type of wood, the veneer, the insulation, and so forth. Now, if natural destruction, anything like that happens, or they go in and they want to remodel and they want to change, and they want to change that wall, they'll have to go in and do some more protection out there to meet the prescriptive requirements. But I went ahead and approved those as both having the building code compliance for both of those properties. And so I can't make a recommendation for or against, but I wanted to present you the facts to show you what you're dealing with tonight. 5 years is the first one I've had. We've had an amended plat with conditions to go to the Board of Adjustment for a variance, but it'll make the two lots legal, non-conforming lots. Consideration of the variance. That's my take.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Okay. Now I'd like to give Thad Helsley, he's representing the owner for Habitat for Humanity, to make comments about this item. Thad, just for the record, if you will state your name and your address, and you have 5 minutes. To 5 minutes. But if you go a little...
Thad Helsley, 1650 West Virginia. I appreciate your time this evening. And I would say, part of the problem here goes way back. And these problems don't happen anymore because when these lots were cut up back in the day, surveyors did it. And essentially a surveyor came in and took a piece of land and cut it up in lots, and they went and they filed it at the county. There wasn't a development, the services department down here at City Hall, and there wasn't anybody to provide oversight. And we're lucky today that we have development services and P&Z and council and Board of Adjustment, and we keep an eye on all this stuff and these things don't happen. But generally, what happened here is there was some bad information with regard to lot 904. They had a survey that was inaccurate, and 902 came in and they bought a lot and built a house on it based on the survey they got. And after that was done, it was figured out, we've got a problem. We don't have enough land between these two houses for both to have a 5-foot setback. And so the good news here is they sat down together. The Habitat for Humanity is, they do great things here in McKinney. They are definitely a well-run organization, a compassionate organization, and their position was, hey, let's work with this neighbor and figure out how to fix it. And of course, the neighbor's position was the same, and so here we are. So essentially, we've taken the 9.7 feet, or 9.8 feet, excuse me, and pretty much split it. And there again, not giving either side a full 5 feet, but doing the best we can to get as close as we can. The survey that we have from years ago for house number 2R, which is the next item, but that leads me to that's where the problem began. It showed land on the south side of the house, but the fact of the matter was their house was built right up to the line originally, and they didn't know that, and they didn't go out and do that on purpose. They had bad survey, and so then Habitat comes in and they acquire that lot however they acquired it, and they look at it and they've got 9.8 feet, and they start building their house, and they set it up off the corner, and everything goes, and then this comes up. And so anyway, the problem goes way back. I think this is a solution that works for everybody, and I certainly would answer any questions you have and respectfully ask for your approval.
Thank you, Thad. Is there anyone else? This is a public part of the meeting. Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment about this request? Anybody else?
I don't know if it's appropriate for me to make a comment or not.
You're public,
but you have to give your name and your address.
And fill out the card.
I'm aware of the situation. I've been out to the properties. I'm familiar with the owners, how this transpired, and I certainly think it's a remedy that is very much worthy in this case, and they are, this variance I think is extremely appropriate with all the circumstances.
Okay, thank you. Okay, anybody else? All right, I need a motion to close this public hearing.
Before you do, we have letters.
No letters. Okay, now. Now, do I get a motion to close this public hearing?
I'll make the motion.
Okay, Larry. Larry made the motion.
Second.
Eric made the second. Is there any discussion after hearing it? Is there any discussion?
Well, I guess my question is, so this home was already existing, correct?
Yes, sir.
And the old plat showed that it was actually on the property line itself.
Well, the old survey we had actually showed we had land off the edge of the house. And
for this one?
For this one, but it was incorrect.
And it was actually on the property line?
It was actually on.
So essentially all you've done is move the property line over this way?
Yes, sir.
Do you have it's almost an inconsequential question, but the 4.7, 4.5, why not 4.6 on both? Sorry, that's the geek in me asking.
Right. No, that's okay. I don't have a good answer. The surveyor we hired went out and did this, and he prepared the plat and did that, and it makes sense what you're asking, but he divvied it up that way, and here we are. So
that's fine.
I'd be asking for 0.4 on each, I guess.
So when you guys had the old survey, you said the survey, the original survey was incorrect?
Yes, sir.
So when the survey was incorrect, wouldn't that go back to, or the plat was incorrect, wouldn't that go back to the title company that issued the...
It's pretty old, and we're going back.
Okay.
Yeah. Surveyor's not around anymore, and I don't know who the title company was.
Gotcha.
Okay. Coach Adams lived in this house a long time. He passed away about a year ago, and we've been working on cleaning this up. I did it to his since.
Don't let the fact that it was his dying wish.
Thanks, Mayor.
Okay, good question. Anybody else? Okay, do I have a motion regarding this item?
Well, we have to close.
We already closed the public hearing.
I make the motion that we approve. I make the motion to approve case number 18-19.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, David. Okay, I've got a motion. I've got a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, this item is approved. Okay, now we're going to go to our second and final agenda item. It's item 18-1036. It's a public hearing to consider, discuss, act on the request by Thad Helsley, representing owner Julia Evans, for the consideration of a 0.3-foot variance to allow a 4.7-foot side setback to the zoning ordinance requirement of a 5-foot side setback for property located at 904 North Throckmorton Street, Lot 2R, Block 2, Habitat Number 2 Edition, McKinney, Texas. Okay, Rick?
Yes, and this is basically the same item summary with a little bit better description, and you'll actually see in your packet here shortly the original survey. It doesn't have it dated. I was looking for that, but it shows the alley and how they did the abandonment. The city did the abandonment of the alley to also help, you know, with the lot configuration. I was going to answer a question on the split, but what I had asked the surveyor when he called me was to get as much as he could on the existing house distance, because when I went out there to calculate the 1 hour, you know, that's would be the critical one, because the other one's a newer house and they do have 1 hour.
Makes
so
sense.
I think that's why he put the
one extra inch over.
And probably could have done actually 5 and 4, but then I would have had to have him go in and probably put some more fire protection on his wall. So we had that really 1 foot narrow thing that I can calculate by code. And I have a little chart I go by. So anyway, that's probably answers that. On this one here, again, the question's been field validated. Agreed board has implied authority to consider the side yard setback based on the conditions covered by the amended plat.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. Okay, Thad, I'd like to give you the opportunity, representing Ms. Evans, Julia Evans, and I guess you need to state your name and address again for the record. And
you bet. Thad Helsley, 1650 West Virginia, Suite 102. Again, same deal, next door neighbor. Coach Leonard Evans lived in this house for many years, since 1960.
No.
Oh,
60 years.
56.
Okay, 56. All right. So, anyway, and again, this goes back to a time when they just cut these lots up and built houses, and there wasn't a lot of oversight. And a few feet here or there probably slipped through the cracks all over that part of town and this part of town here as well. So, anyway, Coach Evans was a hero in McKinney and a great guy, and so he asked us to address this issue and fix it, you know, as he was passing, and we've been working on it. Again, we tried to take an area that's just a tad bit too low and split it between two consenting property owners that have both worked well together. So again, I would appreciate your approval, and I will answer any questions you have.
Okay. Do we have any letters on
No this? Letters.
No letters? Okay, anybody else want to chime in? Anybody? Okay, I need a motion to close the public hearing.
Make the motion to close the public hearing.
Okay, Larry. Second. Louise, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye. Anybody opposed? Okay, we have just closed the public hearing. Now, is there any discussion on this item, this request?
Well, I just wanted to see the actual picture from above, the real picture that shows the two houses. Yeah. I'm curious to see where that. Can you show me where the abandoned alley was?
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm trying to
right up here. Mm-hmm. Now, the alley was never paved or anything. It was just a grass alley, okay? And
so it was on the other side.
It was on the north side of Coach Evans' house. So, and up there, he's got more than 5 feet after the abandonment.
After the abandonment.
Yes, sir. And so that's why we're just working on this
side. It was on the other side.
Yes, north side.
There you go. Thank you.
Good question. Anybody else? Okay. Do I have a motion?
I'd like to make the motion to approve item 18-20.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Eric? All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay. Item is approved.
Thank you all very much.
Okay. This concludes our meeting tonight. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Okay, David, second?
I'll second.
Julie, second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We are out here.
5:48.
5:48. That's pretty good.
See you guys. I do have a question. Oh, it wasn't worth putting it in the box.
Okay.
So,
Merry Christmas.